107, the River City's classic rock. There goes the Stones, Doc and Joe show. The great thing about Lick Us and Win, not only do you get today GNR tickets, if in fact you lick us, but you learn a little something. And every now and again, after we do a round of Lick Us and Win, we got to go back through and then give you a history lesson and a history lesson to heterosexual Anderson Cooper, who, by the way, if you don't know this, huge, huge music and guitar geek.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Johnson, a.k.a. heterosexual Anderson Cooper, he is our boss, and he loves rock and roll. He loves instruments. He loves all the knowledge of rock and roll. As soon as we had the question, the guy called up, and he said, who invented the electric guitar? I threw out Leo Fender, okay? He and I, we just had this conversation, and there was another guy behind it. So I said Leo Fender. Our boss, Curtis, heterosexual Anderson Cooper, he sends a text. He said it was Les Paul. I'm like, nah, that isn't right, because I just Wikipedia'd this, and I just looked at this. So here's how the story goes, okay? A lot of people think that Leo Fender and Les Paul get credit because their guitars came out in the late 30s or 40s, okay? Les Paul, what he gets credit for is overdubbing. Leo Fender, what he gets credit for is mass-producing electric guitars, okay? The guitar came way before that. And if you Google, you go to, I don't know, Popular Mechanics, you go around the internet, you'll find these stories are all kind of different, but they jive time-wise. And what they say is, it was a lot of guys on Navy ships. It was a lot of amateur radio guys that were getting into electricity and trying to amplify instruments. And when you look at this story, this is pretty cool. The guy's name is George Breed. Back in 1890, he was a U.S. Navy officer. And he started this whole patent on the method of an apparatus for producing musical sounds by electricity. Then a guy by the name of Lloyd Lohr, okay, in 1919, oddly enough, was a quality control supervisor at Gibson.
No kidding.
He started making pickups, okay? He even played a concert with an electrified harp. And then what he wanted to do is he wanted to build an electrified banjo, okay? So he's working at Gibson. Les Paul's like, what are you freaking messing around with these stupid banjos and these harps for? Kids want guitars. Rock and roll's coming. So Lloyd Lohr, that worked at Gibson, him and some other guys that had been designing this stuff, they left. And then about 20 years later, 15, 18, 20 years later, all these other people started messing around with it. So no one really truly gets credit, but if you want to give it to somebody, by everything I see, it's George Breed who invented the electric guitar or amplifying instruments.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
See? History. Yeah. I know you don't care.
I couldn't care less. Hey. But I appreciate you taking the time to look that up and working with heterosexual Anderson Cooper to give us a correct answer, because I'm telling you what, I'll never remember it, and I won't remember it once we get out of the studio today.
You think you'd have more respect for an industry that feeds you and clothes you. A big part of what we do here is we play songs from bands that use electrified instruments. You would think you'd care a little bit more about it.
Yeah, but you're the half of the team that likes the songs. I'm the half of the team that likes the people. See how that works?
Well, I want you to show me someone that's electrified.
Okay.
Give me a person that's amplified. Coming up, more rounds of Lick Us and Win. Plus, we'll give you that $1,000. Double pay workday continues. You'll get the cash in 12 minutes. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.